This is plus 63 HP reacts for a group of best friends watching goddamn trailers. Hi, I'm Chubox, and with me up above is John from New York. Say hello, John.
Hello, let's rock this.
There we go. And then below me, all the way in California, is Arnie. Say hello, Arnie.
Hello there.
There we go. We are plus 63 HP. You can watch us on youtube.com/plus63HP. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at plus63HP. Or listen to us on podcasts, Apple, Spotify, or Amazon. We are also streaming live on twitch.com/plus63HP. We have quite a few shows. Most shows drop on Monday and Tuesday are review shows where we just watch up and review a movie or a TV series. And then on Wednesday, we have D&D where a group of 40-year-olds and a young lady play some D&D. It's going on almost 2 years now. Having a blast. On Thursday, this show drops where we just catch up and watch some trailers. And then on Friday, when RJ and I, another best friend, can play more D&D, we play some bad guys. So that is our housekeeping, and we are going straight to updates. For me this week, not much. What is new? Just still preparing the house. Might start minor renovations this week, so I'm excited about that, but it's also tiring. yeah, that's it for me. How about you guys, Joe?
This week is the first week that I actually had work. So I was actually working from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock every day this week. it was good. I'm planning another work trip back to Atlanta in a couple of weeks, presenting a few things, building a little team. So it's very exciting. I'm very very thankful for this new job. Other update is my lady just came back from a 2.5 week from Korea. She arrived back on Wednesday, so she's still battling through jet lag, but we were able to have like a really fancy nice dinner Friday night to help her out battle jet lag, like keep her up until 10 if I can. So that was that's the only thing that I've done of note, like a little hangout. I've filmed a few things that I've scheduled on all of my channels, still migrating my photography only videos to my new channel, youtube.com/@JONGClemente. And then I think the only thing that was dominating the past couple of days is the release of the Apple Vision Pro. I'm a little bit more invested in it because my lady is she's an AR expert, so that's her thing, and she's gonna get hers on Wednesday. So
sweet!
That our entire conversation was like $3,500, and it's like, it's not $3,500 because that's base. You need upgraded memory, that's another couple of $100. You need an upgraded strap, that's another couple of $100. So all in all, she's probably going to spend like $4,200, $4,300 for her. And then I told her, it's like, I will get one for sure. For all of the videos that I've seen, I will get it. I just never get the first version of everything. Cause like, you know, even Casey Neistat in his video last night, he just mentioned like, this will be the worst Apple Vision Pro that Apple will be releasing, because all of the things that they put it on, all of the things that they've done, a lot of it is great, but there's a lot of things that are like not great, like, you know, the false advertising in terms of your eye pass through, how heavy it is. You know, just if you drop it, you're done. That's it. One drop, you're done. But the good part of it about it is what breaks the glass in front, it's actually not needed. It's just a protective cover. So that's the thing. So the idea of this is like, I've seen the FaceTime calls, the personas, and I want one.
Yeah.
I want to get one.
Just give me the cyan Geiger meter. That's all I need. The super cyan. I just want to be Vegeta. Yeah. Perfect.
The thing that impresses me the most, and I think that I will use a lot, is like, if I have the Apple Vision Pro, I can make my at least my monitor 4K as big as I want, and it'll make it easier for me to edit videos soon. So that would be nice, but that'll be 2 3 years from now. I 3,500 bucks is too, it's
No.
too much. But
No.
this is her thing. She's gonna make apps around this. She's you know so okay cool. So I'm very excited to experience it at some point in the future. But yeah, that's about it. Apple Vision Pro.
Sub-one, I'll get the sub-1000 version whenever it comes out.
I would say like if they go down to 2,000 bucks, sure, 2,500 bucks, I'll think about it. But I think 1999, I think, is my sweet number of if I can get a better version of this at 1999, maybe I'll save up. But now, nope, 35, too much, too much. With tax, that's already like 4 grand.
My Max is $14.99. If it could replace my MacBook Air,
Well, it's
sure.
definitely not going to replace your MacBook Air, but it's going to be on top
Exactly.
of it. So you probably need to buy another laptop to really maximize it.
Exactly. That's why it needs to be sub-1000.
All right. Hey, Arnie, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I was sick last week, as you could tell last weekend when we recorded Echo. So I missed a couple of days of work, which is fine. I needed the break. And of course, the week ended with a little bit of sadness because, our buddy Grief Karga, High Magistrate Grief Karga, passed
I
away
know, all
last
in the hips.
Thursday.
It's all in the hips.
Chubbs, and of course Dylan from Predator, Carl Weathers. I don't know if he was sick, but he was old. I
It
mean,
was old.
he was getting up there, so it's not really a big surprise. But he was buffed even up till like what, Mando season two,
100%.
three, so it could have been something like, probably an illness that we don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was sad. All the outpouring of tributes. I just saw the Stallone one, and even Adam Sandler's tribute was nice too. So yeah, I mean, but yeah, I mean, that's such is life. I'm hoping that either the Mando movie or Mando season four, they give him a good tribute, or maybe at least write the character. Or I don't even mind recasting. Just like for a cameo or something like that, just to give him a proper closure, but it is what it is, Yeah. Anyways, other than that, kid's like really, he's learned, swim class, and he's like very funny too. Like he's just getting more and more interactive. So each passing day, so that's good. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that is it.
Let's
Am
react.
I sharing? I don't think I'm sharing the correct screen. Let's head to the trailers where we just have a rubrics where we just say plus if you like it, love it, in our wheelhouse, or negative or minus if you don't like it, hate it, or just, not our thing. Only have a few trailers this week, but let's get to it. First is a full trailer of Ghostbusters.
All the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
Ooh,
it
it's
is
all
an
dark and horny
empire.
at 12 o'clock.
I've been
I
waiting
hate
40 years
those
for this.
intros. I
They
love
call themselves Ghostbusters. According to these hacks, they saved the world. No eyewitnesses. And who is found to carry the torch? Descendants of Egon Spengler. You have a miner hanging out the side of a moving vehicle, firing a laser gun indiscriminately.
Has a proton pack.
Wasn't he the mayor in the
I
first one? I don't
the
know. Or,
Ghostbusters.
No, I just
Are
remember it
finished.
differently.
I don't remember.
Overruled.
Sustained.
Thank you.
You the weird guy who buys strange old things?
Correct on both counts.
Buddy, you just hit the jackpot.
What is it?
Better question is, what's inside of it?
So they're the ones that broke it up.
The parable
be somebody
tells
else.
An unimaginable evil commanding an army of ghosts. With the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
That is a long-ass story.
We might be looking at a second Ice Age.
Boys.
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
Can I be of any help?
Melnitz in uniform. Yeah.
Look at that. Vicky.
If there's something strange. If there's something weird.
That is creepy.
Who are people gonna call?
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Yep. She's the original one, right?
We're the Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Can I tell you something else?
What?
Buster makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good.
Heads up. It's all dark and horny at 12 o'clock.
That's good.
Oh, they put that on a drone.
A drone.
Slimer.
Back.
Yeah.
He never did anything bad, right? Just fucking slime.
No, he just ate.
He doesn't even eat it because it just goes through him all the time.
I'm in, definitely.
I'm in.
Cabela's so in. I'm in.
Oh, this is going to be good. I mean, it's just a fun popcorn movie.
Yep.
I'm excited to watch it in the cinema.
So that's
I've never seen it. I didn't even know they got to 4. Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the minions have
their own. They just make me laugh, the minions.
Hello, everybody.
Drew, what's up?
Wait a minute. One wife. Something is missing.
This guy.
Oh, there's my boy. I know you love your dada. Go on, say it. Dada. Dada.
Yes, of course he loves you. He just doesn't show it on his face. Or with his body language. Right, Brew Jr., come on.
Brew Jr. I need a word with you. Your family's lives are at stake.
What?
Maxim Lamal has escaped from prison.
I'm coming for my revenge, Groot!
Will Ferrell. I check.
We have to get to the safe house.
It has a vending machine! I love this place!
Oh, no, no. Look up.
The most important part of a heist is being aware of potential
danger. Why did he take the baby?
I tried myself!
Is that a skunk?
Honey badger.
No! What?
Come here, Arthur!
Intruders!
Who's there? She's pretty famous.
Is it Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, Ron.
I mean, I'll watch it with the kids.
I've never been into the Minions thing, but I didn't realize they got to 4. Oh, this one is
Guy Ritchie.
Fucking dope.
I haven't seen this one. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Gus March Phillips, I have a mission I want you to lead. Thank you, Sergeant.
What's the plan?
To neutralize the German U-boat in the North Atlantic.
Yeah.
We're losing the war. Hitler is not playing by the rules, so neither are we.
We both know that I'm not very popular with the administration.
The reason they find you unattractive is the very reason I find you attractive.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team.
Ah, are you a reacher?
Like
I tweeted this when they went out for casting. They said muscles.
Oh, it's another. It's Doc from Star Trek.
This is an unsanctioned, unauthorized.
Also muscles.
If we fail, England will be condemned to a lifetime under the German boot.
And so I said, "That is not a dog. That is my wife."
It's very good.
Operation are reckless.
Abort this mission now.
Cavill and Richson in a screen. Like, too much muscles, boy.
Isa Gonzalez, I was right.
Yep. It's just hotness in a fucking screen. It's Inglourious Basterds, but Guy Ritchie version.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where was the girl from?
She's been many. Let me check. I can't think of on the top of my
head. I'm assuming we're all.
I'm getting her mixed up with Arjona. Arjona, yeah, Adriana Arjona. Bloodshot. Baby
Driver.
Godzilla Kong.
Okay. Hobbs and
I'm assuming we're all pluses here.
Yeah.
But she was from Dust Till Dawn. Like, how old
is she? The TV series.
Oh, okay.
This one is Taro? Taro, right?
Taro. Taro.
Well, I'm in the first one. Right? Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm going to watch this just because of, I saw the cast. We have our Filipino friend, Ned. Jacob Batalon.
Batalon.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this old deck's kind of strange.
Where did you find them?
It's an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's cards.
Who cares? Who's going first?
We're all gonna die then.
Hello?
You're never to deal with a deck of a stranger.
Shh.
Magician. Alchemist or death. Whose face will you see? When you take your last
breath. Right.
So they revealed too many, too much.
I know, they show too many kills. They should have played more on the story instead of the kills.
I'm gonna be in only for Joseph Batalon.
Jacob Batalon.
Yeah,
this one is
a plus minus.
I'm a plus.
I'm a minus. Oh, Code 8 is the Stephen Amell, right?
Yeah, yep. This is part 2.
Amell Brothers.
Me and the wife loved the first one.
You said you owed me for the time I did inside. I have to get someone out of the city tonight. A friend. You do that for me, or even.
I'll help you. My quick question first. What is it about me that you would choose this pathetic life?
You try to act like you're looking out for people like us, but I think you're a parasite.
Sergeant Kingston is a rising star in downtown Lincoln.
I made a deal with a cop. He gets a cut, and we get to run this place.
I'm here because I'm one of you.
We all want a safe neighborhood to grow up, but we've listened. We've made changes. If you just put your hands up, we won't hurt you.
You're a pawn, Garrett. Everything that I have, I built. How long before he takes it?
You have to trust me.
I do trust you, but I'm not running anymore.
If you just put your hands up,
looks actually pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
It's
one of those Netflix good kind of quality. I like it. All in.
I mean,
I enjoyed the first one too.
Next one is The Wages of Fear.
Do not know what that is.
Don't know what this is either, but it's Netflix, so let's see.
On a une poche de gaz sous le puits qui alimente l'incendie. Le seul moyen de l'éteindre, c'est de la faire exploser.
Oh, Montreal!
On aimerait que vous rameniez cette nitro jusqu'ici en camion.
Vous avez un peu plus de 24 heures pour éteindre l'incendie.
Why do they need to drive it somewhere? Can they just blow it up? Huh? No, it's nitro. This is gonna explode. I don't think it's radiation or anything. I'm gonna need the full trailer, but I think I'm in for now.
I have a thing for like Netflix action right now that I, you know, something brainless. Okay, this is a plus for me as long as they have like an English dub, because I'm not gonna read fucking subtitles the entire movie.
Yeah, minus for me right
such
now.
Such a douchey answer. Here we go. Sometimes this is like Liam Neeson's 10th movie in this universe of him killing people.
Try and do some good before you find yourself here.
My girl, don't lie to me.
Finbar Murphy. I've had something else for you in a week or so.
Ooh, think of Chief O'Brien.
In a lifetime of poor choices I've made.
How many people have you killed altogether?
There's more to me than this. I'd like folks to see it.
Trying to find a friend.
What's the name?
Finbar Murphy has done something unforgivable. You can give him a message. We'll tear right through this godforsaken place. No one will be safe.
The explosion left 6 dead.
Finbar, what is it that you did? I lost track. Long ago.
A saint's gotta be a sinner first, don't he?
Joffrey Baratheon, right?
And what have you heard in anyone else in this town?
We're really? Not leaving.
Yeah.
People will come.
Finally?
People a lot worse than me.
So left me no choice.
Finbar Murphy's
and that's Mance Rayda.
I'm not missing out on all the fun.
Yeah,
wow, I didn't realize that that was his...
Killing for a lifetime.
He can do that accent.
You're on your hand. Better make your peace.
Oh, I'm a minus.
Oh,
I'm in. For Joffrey. I'm King happy he's back.
King Joffrey. Qui-Gon Jinn, King Joffrey, Mance
Not
Raider.
Even like blonde.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is it. Trailers for this week. For me, really excited for the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Code 8 was a surprise. I mean, Ghostbusters was always in my wheelhouse. How about you, John?
Same. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, that's the action movie that's just perfect for me. You got Cavill, Richin, all my favorite people, but I'm not convinced of the crazy Cavill. Right? It really doesn't match the image
The
of him.
image,
But
yeah.
yeah, I'm gonna enjoy that. Code 8, definitely going to enjoy. Ghostbusters is the one that I will find in IMAX theater to watch it in, because it seems like it's a spectacle. And I like that they're growing. Why did it have to be always four? Now they have like an army of people, of like of researchers now too. So like, yeah, I'm excited. Arnie?
That's it. Ministry of Gentlemanly Warfare. Yeah, there's that. Code 8. And yeah, just of course Ghostbusters. I mean,
And there you
yeah, that's
have
pretty
it.
much it.
We'll be back next week and catching up on our uploads, and hopefully most of those go up this week as well. I will see you guys next week. Bye bye.
All right. Go Niners, Super Bowl.
Go
Go
Niners.
Chiefs.
It's next week, right?
Yeah.